All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, December 23rd of 2024, and looking ahead here, we have Monday Night Football between the Saints and the Packers. We have an 11-game NBA main slate, 11-game NHL slate, and then we had a 2-game early college football slate get started a little while ago. So good luck to all of you if you're playing that slate. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays, typically at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Show is at, 12:30 p.m. Eastern. I'm on the West Coast, so I say 9:30 a.m., but 12:30 p.m. Eastern is normal. I did move it to 1:30 p.m. Eastern for football this last weekend. We're going to move it to 1:30 p.m. Eastern again this upcoming week with football kicking off at 1 p.m. Eastern. So scheduled this week, show on Monday and Tuesday, no show Wednesday, Thursday with Christmas, and then Friday we will be back for office hours. So office hours, Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. Okay, so that's the schedule this week. And then Saturday will be at 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Again, we will still have the build review show today and Friday, so you can still sign up for those. If you want to get signed up, drop your DK username in the Office Hours channel. Let me know what sport and slate you want me to review, and I will add you to the list for the next show, which it will be today. So no signups right now as at the moment. So happy to add anybody to the list. And if you give me that info in the Discord, I will add you and we will get you reviewed in about an hour or so. All right. So a little long intro. It is Monday here. So we do have to announce the winners for our weekly max challenge. So let's get that up on the screen. We did have a Millie Maker winner this week. Jay Gerbs took down his second Millie of the NFL season. So congrats to him winning the 555. As far as the max challenge goes, we do need to announce the top finisher for the week and a random entrant to get free entry into next week's mini max. So our top finisher of the week was Jay Samtoy with a fourth place finish, 236.06 points. Congratulations. You're going to be getting a custom SaberSim hoodie and then an entry into our end of the season 25K big game free roll, where we're giving away tickets to the Super Bowl. So that's going to be super awesome. And for everybody else who participated, I've grabbed all these names, drop them in our wheel of names here. We're going to click shuffle a couple times, and we are going to spin to see who gets free entry into next week's mini-max. There are only two mini-maxes left. And D. Toddiello is our winner for this week. So let's drop that in here. D. Make sure we spelled that right. And looks like we did. Cool. Awesome. For the winners for this week, our support team will reach out to you. We will make sure you are able to claim your prizes. Appreciate everybody continuing to participate. 2 weeks left here. Going to be super fun. And I can't wait to see who wins free entry into the... This threw me off. The sign out thing. But I was going to say, I'm excited to see who's going to win tickets to the Super Bowl. So let me get this off the screen. Apparently I got signed out somehow. And let me just take care of this. All right. Good to go there. Let's get SaberSim up. And then let's jump into questions that came in. So let's see. SaberSim. All right. Got SaberSim coming up now. I'm just going to work from the top down. This question from Sean, he also posted in the Discord, so it's kind of like a two-for-one. Sean asks, is there a way to get settings similar to other sites/products I used in the past, like top 10%, top 1%? I like to use that filter and narrow it down manually from there. How would I do that with SaberSim? Okay, so I'm not 100% sure what you're trying to do. But there's either one of two things that come to mind. Okay. So first thing is let's just build some lineups, right? We're going to build 2000 lineups, for the showdown for tonight. So I'll talk about the first or one of the two things I'm thinking of while the lineups are building. So number one is something like Roto Tracker, where you could review like your long-term finish position in contests, saying like, hey, you know, across the entire NFL season, I've put X number of lineups into the top 1% of the contests. And as far as my finish position goes, how does that compare, you know, to the average, right? That type of information we don't have. We don't have like your long-term historical play, like cumulatively able to be analyzed. I use Roto Tracker for that. If you want to check that out, it's a good product. It is a pay for product after like 750 entries or something like that, which really isn't that many at the end of the day. The other thing I'm considering that you're referring to, which would be like narrowing down your pool of lineups, right? Like, hey, I just want to focus on like the top 10% of the pool, right? That would be like the top 200 lineups. What I would do is just set a filter for your sorting metric, right? So like you're using the single game sorting metric. What I would do is I would go into my filters, which are the lineup filters up here, and then I would add a new one, and I would say show lineups with single game saber score. For instance, right, this could be any sorting metric. It could be ROI, it could be percentile, whatever you want to use. But whatever sorting metric you're using, select it here on the left. So show lineups with single game saber score greater than, and then you go and you find a number, right? And I'm just going to guess here. I'm going to start with 300, right? So setting this to 300 put almost all of our lineups in the trash. So this is a little too high, right? Okay, so let's bring this down. Let's try 200. Okay, we're getting a little bit closer here, right? 80 lineups. Let's try like 150. Okay, a little too low. 165. Okay, so right in this range, we're like really close now. 170. Okay, so here, right, I've trashed 1,900 out of 2,000 lineups. That leaves me with 98. This is effectively the top 10% of lineups, right? So you can use the lineup filters here to narrow down your pool however you want. And then, like, okay, now I'm starting from only looking at, you know, my top 10% of lineups. Maybe I want to set my lineups to view that entire set and then kind of narrow down further from there, right? And then when you set the pool and the lineups box equal to each other, you'll be reviewing your exposures for whatever lineups are not in the trash. And then I can come into here and then sort by exposure and be like, okay, across my top 10% of lineups, you know, Josh Jacobs is the captain in 65%. I can go and, you know, analyze this, whatever I want to do. So those are the two ways I interpreted your question. If I misinterpreted it, just clarify for me what you were trying to do, but I think it's probably one of the two things that we just mentioned. All right. This question kind of goes with this recent demo. How do we use filters? What is ROI and how does it work? What filters are good and what are good to get huge winning projections? I had a rough NFL Sunday, not too bad, but none of the Sims were in the top. Should I tweak filters? Is NFL harder? Okay. So, few questions here, right? So let's just go one at a time. You know, how do we use the filters, right? So first off, there's two types of filters. There's player pool filters, and then there's lineup filters, okay? So the filters over here by the rules are for the players that you're willing to put into your lineups, okay? So when you set these before the build, you know, let's say I set something that says, hey, show me players with projection greater than, you know, 10 or something like that, right? When I click save, it's going to go and find all the players whose projection is under that value and uncheck them. So that's why you see some players don't have a check mark and then the players above 10 do, right? What the builder is saying is like, hey, don't consider these players at all to be put into lineups. This is a way of curating your player pool is what we call it here, right? So you can curate your player pool to limit the players that can go into your lineup. And then after your lineups are built, you could use lineup filters to filter to effectively trash lineups you don't want to consider playing, right? So, for instance, we were doing this single game Saber Score demo. Hey, I don't want to play lineups that don't rank in the top 10% of the sorting metric I'm using, right? That would be one way of doing it. There are a multitude of different filters you can do. You could just look at them in this dropdown. You know, we could filter for projection. We could filter for ownership. We could filter for salary. We could filter for sim optimals. We can filter for custom metrics that we create, which is you go into the sorting dropdown, you go to add metric, and then you can, you know, use detailed stats. You can use all the other things available to you, right, in this list, contest sims, lineup percentiles, et cetera, right? So there are a number of ways of filtering. Filtering is really just for trying to narrow down to the set of lineups you want to play or the set of lineups you want to consider on top of the sorting metric that you're using, okay? So those are what filters are. Those are the two ways to use them. One of the two, you just got to figure out what goal you're trying to accomplish by using the filter. All right, second question. What is ROI and how does it work? So ROI stands for return on investment. So basically what we do is, let's say we are playing a $1 single entry contest, right? And we run it through the contest sim. So in the contest sim, we run the contest sim 100,000 times. So what we do is, through all of those contest sims, we add up how much the lineup won. So, you know, lineup could get first, lineup could not cash, right? We're adding up all of the money the lineup made, and then we are dividing it by the entry fees that the lineup incurred. So if it's a $1 single entry, you play it 100,000 times, the lineup is going to have $100,000 in entry fees. Well, let's say that the lineup won $110,000 when we sum it all up at the end. You do 110,000 divided by 100,000, that leaves you with a 10% ROI. So that lineup's ROI would be 10% when you see it in the build after you run the contest sim. Okay, so that's what ROI is. And that's how it works. Next question, what filters are good and which ones, you know, help you win? So here's the thing, right? If we knew what lineups were going to score the highest, what players were going to score the highest, you know, we would put those lineups at the top of your pool. Unfortunately, we don't have a crystal ball and we don't know that for sure, right? So what we do is we play out the sim lots and lots of times, right? That's why we play it out 100,000 times. You want to get this big, big sample size. And we want to tell you, hey, you know, these lineups in our contest sim made the most money on average when we played out the slate this many times. That's why we recommend using an ROI greater than zero filter. So you're basically trying to avoid playing lineups that don't make money over the long run. Now, that doesn't mean those lineups will never win. That doesn't mean that those lineups don't have win percentages, that they don't have cash percentages. They do, right? In The Sims, you know, there is a certain amount of time they're going to win. But if you play that lineup over and over and over on this slate, we're saying that that lineup doesn't win. I recommend setting an ROI greater than zero filter to avoid those lineups, right? And the reason for that is just because, you know, DFS really is a long-term game. You know, in our back testing, like, even winning players lose more days than they win. But because payout structures are so top heavy, you really only need 1 to 2 minks in a season to pay for all your entry fees and make you a profitable player. So we really think it's good to focus on playing positive sim ROI lineups. So your filter, you would go into your lineup filters, you would add one that says contest sim target ROI greater than zero. This will move all of the negative ROI lineups into the trash and then only leave you with the positive ones after the fact. All right. Couple more questions here. Excuse me, feeling a little sick. Should I tweak filters? So I think filters are good to use, but I think filters are like anything, right? What are you trying to accomplish, right? For me, it's like, hey, I want to avoid playing negative ROI lineups. Cool, awesome. You know, I set a filter, I don't have to worry about it, right? Kind of same thing with rules. Like, people are like, hey, you know, what rules should I use? And For me, you know, you should really only use rules in two instances. One, SaberSim is doing something you don't want it to do. Maybe SaberSim is putting two running backs from the same team in your lineups, and you don't want that, right? Okay, you know, go and set a rule, say use no more than one running back per team. Option two is SaberSim isn't doing something you want, which is like the opposite, right? So it's doing something you don't want. It's not doing something you do want. And the other version, like, hey, maybe you always want a pass catcher paired with their quarterback. And if you're going to use a quarterback from a team, then you must use a pass catcher from the same team, right? Those would be two good instances to use rules. So those are the only times I recommend doing that. For filters, kind of the same thing, right? Like, always have a reason for doing what you're doing. And even if you got that reason, you know, from a coach, from me, from Jordan, you heard Matt talk about it on, you know, some pro video or something like that. You know, those are all good bases, or have a reason for doing it, right? All right. Last question, is the NFL harder? So the NFL is higher variance for sure. And the reason I say that, right, is because there's 18 weeks in an NFL season. So that means there are 18, you know, Sunday main slates, right? Compare that to like NBA, which is going on right now at the same time. NBA runs about 6 months here, and there are 30 slates, you know, 30 days in a month. There's basically a game every day. And that gives you 180 main slates, right? So a season of NFL compared to a season of NBA, the NFL season for DFS main slates is, you know, 1/10 the size, right? You got to play 10 NFL seasons to have the same sample size as one season of NBA, right? So you could be a good player and lose, you know, most of the NFL season. Like, I remember, you know, one or two seasons ago, we had somebody, they won like 15K in like a January four game playoff slate. And they posted a winner circle message and they were like, I lost every single week of the regular season, and this win just paid for all the losses and made me profitable on the year. And like, those things happen, right? That's why we're talking about, like, hey, you know, one to two binks in a season is really all it takes, right? So is the NFL harder? You know, NFL is probably the softest, just because you get like the most public money in the games, but it could also be the highest variance too, with so few main slates across a season. All right. I know I can use direct fill to customize my geomean filters across contests. Is there a good way to do this using autofill? I want to try and get unique lineups in large field MME, as well as smaller field single entry without sacrificing too much, but using the larger field MME filter across all contests. Okay. I understand the question. So basically you're asking, like, hey, you know, is there a way to like dynamically have a geomean filter apply to different contests? And the answer is no, there's not a way to do that at the moment. Basically what would need to happen is like your geomean calculation would need to look in the contest tab at the entrance section and say, okay, use this number when calculating the geomean for each contest. And unfortunately, that is not a capability that we have right now with the lineup filters. So you're going to have to go into direct fill and do it on a contest by contest basis if you want to be that specific. So unfortunately, there's not a way to do that at the moment. Although I do think that would be a cool addition to the app. So I'm happy to mention it to the team as a feature request and let them know people are asking for it. All right. Next question. What would be the best NBA settings if I was going to play a head-to-head contest? So what I would do for head-to-head specifically, right, or I'm going to go over to NBA for this. So go over to NBA. So if you're playing head-to-heads, right, cash games, double ups, things like that, always go into the gear icon and switch the build mode from sim to optimizer, okay? You want to use optimizer. You really don't want to sacrifice projected points when playing cash games. So that would be the first thing, right? Second thing I would probably do, I would probably raise minimum salary. I would honestly set this to like 49.7 or something like that. trying to use a lot of salary, which the Bills will probably do by default, but it's a good thing to, you know, just guarantee that happens, in my opinion. Okay, a couple adjustments to projections. Super small, run optimizer mode. And we're just going to build the top 20 optimals here. Optimizer mode will basically always go slower because it is solving the mathematical highest possible projected lineup, right? So it has to go through all the combinations of players, salary, and figure out, like, hey, you know, what is the absolute highest projected lineup we can build? And then what is the highest second projected lineup, you know? So it works a lot different than sim mode does. So it could just take more time. So just be aware of that, you know, as you get close to lock and you're updating your lineups and things like that. But anyways, we built 11 lineups here. That's enough for the demo. All right. So we build our lineups. I got 12 lineups here. First thing I would do, right? The default sorting metric is still going to be saber score just because the builds are set up like that. I would go in and change this to projected score. It's going to be better for these type of games. And then I would, you know, basically go with the top lineup, right? If you want to look at a couple and, like, if the projections are similar, you know, you have a couple you want to choose, sure, you know, but you really don't want to start sacrificing too many projected points. So just be careful with that. But that's how I'd be setting the builder up for cash games. All right. I had the same lineup as Jay, but I was in the $3, 600K, and that lineup finished 21st for me. I only had two lineups, so I will take it. That's still a really good finish. You know, he was Jay's maxing out the 555, and, you know, it's a lot smaller field contest. So 5K entrance versus, you know, however many hundreds of thousands of entrants you were up against here is pretty sweet. So 21st in that contest is a nice finish. All right. Next question. My own column is the ownership expected for this player. Should I double that value? And in min exposure column, if I like that player, what is your recommendation? So this is a little tough, right? Ultimately it's your choice. But, like, let's say, you know, I go in here, I'm just gonna sort by projection. Oh, actually I wanna run a Let's go back to the Saints one because I actually ran, like, a full pool here. So let's say I'm looking at my captains tonight, right? And let's turn this filter off. And let's just say I'm looking at, like, the top 20. All right, so I got a full pool of 2,000, 20 lineups. You know, let's say I'm going through here. Maybe I'm looking at pool exposure. And, you know, I want to get to some of these other guys, right? Maybe I like Kendre Miller. I think he's a good value, etc. Okay, so you could double him, right? But you got to pay attention to how the builder acts. If you set this to 14, it does not mean the builder is going to give you 14. It could give you more, right? So always just, like, double check. I've seen it where, like, somebody sets it to, like, 20 and the builder gives them, like, 40 or something like that. So typically what I like to do is, if I like a player and SaberSim does not like them, I kind of take the approach of, you know what, at a minimum, I do not want to let this player beat me. I do not want this player to be the reason I lose. So what I'll do typically is just match minimum exposure to ownership, where on average, I have as many shares of this player as the other lineups in the contest. So if the player does good, then I have as many lineups live as the contest does. And then if the player does bad, then, you know, that many lineups go down with the rest of the field, right? But effectively, I try and be, like, neutral on the player. If you want to be over the player, I think it's fine. So set this, you know, say double. But I would just double check that your exposure doesn't get too wonky and it doesn't, you know, you said to 14, it goes to 28, right? Now you might be kind of very, very exposed to the player and maybe more than you were anticipating. So just be aware of that. All right. Next question. How can I add more players to show up as captain in single game? So if your exposures are concentrated, right, you're in here, and you're like, hey, you know, I'm only using five captains and I want to use more, right? The easiest thing to do is to just go in here and set some minimum exposures, right? So, okay, hey, I at least want one lineup with Miller, we'll line up with Watson, Dobbs, and then maybe Rattler, right? I set like 5 minimum exposures. I click apply. The builder's going to go and find, you know, lineups with those players and put them into your set of lineups that you're viewing. So setting minimum exposures to get additional lineups with those players in it is one of the easiest things to do. All right, next question. Hey, I just noticed I got randomly selected on week 8 in the Minimax, and no one ever reached out. Okay, well, first, I'm happy you won. And second thing here would be that I would send an email to support@sabersim.com. That is going to be the quickest way for us to pull up your account and figure out what went wrong there. But if you send an email there, that would be perfect, and I apologize. So I'm going to write it here in the chat, support@sabersim.com. Send us a quick email, let us know, and we will figure it out. But we'll get that straightened out, no problem. Charles said, just popping in, 1,500 profit and 6 tickets won yesterday. Congratulations. I hope that, you know, your success continues today and the rest of the week here. So nice, nice win right before Christmas. All right. Caught up so far. Let's take a peek in the Office Hours channel. Make sure no additional questions have come in since the show started. And we do have one from Junk Dog, so let's get that one in the queue. All right. Junk Dog said, apologize in advance for the simple question. No need to apologize. Just trying to be thorough in my process and confirm I understand what I'm doing. When late swapping, they include original lineups and swap toggle. Can you just briefly go over the differences when this is on and off? Also, happy holidays. Sure. I actually have a late swap that we could do this on for the primetime slate. So let me get this in here. All right, so I'm bringing in an entry file from the primetime slate, and then I'm going to go in late swap. So this always include original lineup in swap button. So basically, the reason we have it is because a lot of people like to compare their original lineup to their new lineups, okay? Now, when we swap, what we do is we lock in the players that whose games have started. And then we rerun the Sims. And then we say, okay, this lineup has this many positions left and this much salary. Based on the Sims that we just ran, fill in the lineup with the best possible players and give me, you know, 10 different versions of the lineup. That process does not guarantee that the original lineup is going to be one of the new 10 best lineups. However, some people like to say, I always like to see my original and compare it to my new versions, okay? So toggle is on by default, so people can see the original, compare it to the other options. However, if you don't care to know what the original was, you could turn it off. It's not a big impact if it's on or off. The only difference is that if it's on, it takes some pool lineup spots away. So, you know, if you, I have 131 lineups, say I have 131 uniques, you know, those are going to be 131 lineups in my pool, right? Not a big deal for me. I don't really care, but that is effectively what this is doing. It's allowing you to compare your new lineups to your old, and the original lineups will be green. So when you run your late swap, and we could just do this. Let's see, 1500. We'll just do a couple iterations of this. So it's on, perfect. I'm going to run this. And we'll let this build. And I don't need this player table. All right, so just ran my swaps. Gonna run my contest sim. contest sim is almost done. All right, so contest sim finishes. I got to click save or swap, right? I'm swapping my lineups here. And then when I go into a contest, so for instance, this green one, right? This is telling me that, hey, we're using your original lineup. Your original lineup here is still the best option for this entry. However, these other ones that aren't green, right? I can click here, and then the builder's telling me, hey, your this white lineup is a different lineup than your original. My original is right here, but the original is grayed out. The builder is saying, we think this new lineup is better than your old lineup as a option to be put into this contest. So that's what's going on here with that toggle, and those are the differences with you that you see with the colors here. All right, cool beans. Let's see. That was our last question at the moment. So appreciate everybody tuning in. Got one more here. Nice, that answers a question I had for you as well. So the green means the original is the best. So you just lock it if you want to use something different. Okay, so let's say I'm looking here and I click here and I want to just review my options, right? If I like a different lineup, like, you know what? I actually like this third option better. I would just lock it. And then when I close this, basically what's going to happen is the next time I click save, I got to swap again. The builder is going to prioritize the lineup that you locked. Okay. So anytime you make adjustments, always click the swap button to apply those adjustments. So you can sit here and apply these, swap the contest until you're happy, right? Just swap it over and over and over again. And then once you're finally happy with it, then go to the green download icon in the top left and then upload that file to the fantasy site. Okay. So that's how late swap is working here. And got to thank you. You are welcome. All right. I think we're all caught up here. I'll be back in about 30 minutes for our build review show. Appreciate everybody tuning in. And until then, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.